The number of candidates challenging second-term Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York's 21st District continues to grow. Five Democrats and one Republican are in the race. The Green Party is expected to announce candidates, and a Libertarian has also expressed interest in the seat. St. Lawrence County business consultant Tedra Cobb is among the announced Democrats. She decided to run after tracking recent congressional action on health care.
I've participated in the community on many levels, on boards, working in health care, and as a county legislator. And quite frankly, after the health care vote that not only Representative Stefanik voted for, but was lining up votes for, I felt that it was time to get back into my community service through running for office again.
You mentioned the health care vote. Was that the key reason why you decided to run for Congress, or are there other primary issues you're looking at?
There are other key issues. First and foremost, Elise Stefanik votes against the North Country many times, most of the time. Healthcare, her healthcare vote is an example of voting against the interests and the safety and security of not only the North Country, because this district is also encompasses, I think, kind of the Northern Capital Region. I mean, such a huge district. And we might be diverse in that we're a huge geographical region, but we're not diverse in terms of our needs, in terms of the security of our families, in terms of the security and safety of our environment, and in terms of the economic vitality of the region, in terms of our families and their, you know, educational needs. There are many issues that I think all of us face in this area, but the healthcare vote in particular, I would say, was maybe the straw that broke the camel's back, or the little nudge that got me, got me back into wanting to serve in public office.
Tedra Cobb, as we've talked, you've obviously focused on the incumbent Republican, but there is a very crowded field of Democrats, which means you face primary opponents. What sets you apart from your primary opponents?
My experience as a legislator. For 8 years, I served as a St. Lawrence County legislator, and during my tenure there, you know, led a new ethics law, the creation of and passage of a new ethics law with a board of ethics. St. Lawrence County did not have a board of ethics. I can kind of talk about other things that were successful, but more than anything, it's my experience as an elected official. None of the other candidates have been elected, and that is important in terms of understanding the process and understanding how to work with others to pass legislation, whether it's at the county or whether it's at the town or whether it's at the state or whether it's at the congressional level. Working with others to pass laws and to identify the needs of the community and make sure that we're working together in the best interest of the community is important. And that happens when you're elected, I think. That experience defines who I am. That is one thing. The other thing is, I have served on many boards, North Country Children's Clinic, which is now an FQHC, Renewal House Board, Hospice Board. I can name a whole bunch of boards, but I think my experience in service and serving on boards, as well as starting and running a community health agency, as well as my business experience helping businesses grow, helping not-for-profits, working with the universities, and doing staff development. So my experience in organizational development, all of those things, I think, set me apart from the other candidates.
During a visit to Plattsburgh on August 7th, incumbent Republican Elise Stefanik said regardless of the number of challengers, she is focused on her job and delivering results to the district.
You know, this last election cycle, what I was most excited about is I won every county in this district. We won by over 30 points. That shows, I think, the support I have across party lines. And I ran on my results directly for this district on a local level. I feel confident, but I'm going to focus on doing my job because that's why they voted for me, because they know I'm energetic, I'm hardworking, and I'm common sense and independent-minded and an effective voice for this district in Washington.
Democrats currently in the race include Tedra Cobb, Don Boyajian of Saratoga County, Katie Wilson of Keene, Patrick Nelson from Stillwater, and Emily Martz of Saranac Lake. Republican Russell Finley of Lisbon in St. Lawrence County is looking to force a primary. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.